Yeah, just looking at the minutes. We first of all, John, we've got the adoption of the agenda and the approval of the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be you.
Well, we just go around for a vote on that. We just has we just take a vote to all in favor of adopting the agenda. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Has everyone had the chance of reading the minutes from February the 5th, 2020?
Yes.
Any changes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All in favor. Great. And now we come to selection of a chair for this coming year. So have we got any volunteers? Tom, do you want to do it as you missed 2 years, or?
No, I'm happy to do it. I agreed a couple of years ago that I would do it, and I'm good for my word.
Well, thank you very much for that. Can we take a vote on that? All in favor? Okay, well, that if you're happy with that, Tom, I'm delighted. So let me hand it over to you.
Okay. Okay, thanks, John. Okay, so back to the agenda here, looking at council recommendations, referrals, motions, we don't have anything to discuss, so we can move forward to new business. Now, meeting schedule for 2022, normally our terms of reference it had indicated officially that this meeting would be held on the second Tuesday of each month. But we didn't decide to go forward with this until just after the second Tuesday in January. So we've got an opportunity to set up an appropriate day and time. You know, here we are the last Thursday of the month at 2:00. Does that work for everybody? Nodding heads, yeah?
Can I just ask maybe if we could go to the third? I've got a conflict. I'm missing it today. I have a regular meeting with the BC Chamber every other Tuesday, the second and fourth Tuesday. If we could go to the third Tuesday, that would work perfectly for me.
Okay. Shall we have a vote on that? Third Thursday?
Third Tuesday.
Or third Tuesday, rather? Yay?
Yay.
Done. Okay, third Tuesday.
Thank you.
Perfect. Now, Wesley, I see you added Family Day merger to our agenda. What's that about?
So Wesley is not with us today. It's Bernadette just filling in. So my guess is as good as yours.
Maybe I can shed a bit of light on that. Wesley is also the coordinator for Family Day. And I'm the council appointee on that committee as well. And when we started putting our feelers out to get some volunteers and people involved, the comment that we were hearing quite often was that it was too soon. And people were unsure of where things were going to be at because Family Days usually happens in May. So there was some discussion, thought maybe that there could be something a little bit extra on Beach Day that would include families. I mean, it does include families anyways. So, and I'm not sure if Family Day will go ahead. It was just something we thought might be worth considering.
Any comments on that?
I can see no objection to that at all. I mean, I think one of the things that's been concerning me the most here is whether there's anything they have that has to be carried out indoors, or is it all outdoors? Well, then it would seem to me to make perfect sense this year to let them join us. Anyone disagree?
So I just want to clarify something. Family Day is the end of May, right? Is that? Essentially. And the fireworks are a key part of that. Traditionally, are the fireworks more difficult during July than at the end of the May in terms of, no, actually, it's probably about the same sunset, isn't it? I'm thinking of darkness and celebration at that time. But I guess compared to the solstice, it's roughly even if there were to be fireworks.
I guess it is.
We wrap it at 4 o'clock. Yeah. We're done at 4.
Yeah, and then if there were to be fireworks sponsored by QF in the past, then it would be later in that day. Is that no?
I don't think any thought has been really given. You know, we haven't gone that far.
The
discussions just really started. So
okay, yeah.
And what do we have any indication that QF is prepared to do the fireworks again?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, and my initial comment was really around sunset, which I realized halfway through my comment is not a factor. So I'll mute again.
Just wondering, combining Family Day and Beach Day, I wonder what impact that might have on the physical area that we're dealing with. Do we have enough room to actually do it?
Are we talking about merging two events into one, or are we talking about having the same committee manage two events?
Good point.
Well, I don't think it necessarily has to be two events, but maybe there would be more games or something on the sand, or, you know, I don't know what it would look like, but it was just, we thought something that would be worth.
But Anne, wasn't Family Day in the past more in the town?
Yes. Yeah. But it would be at this, you know, it wouldn't be. It would just be taking some of the elements, like maybe some games or something, and adding it to Beach Day.
Because there were a lot of games and a lot of bouncy castles and things like that. And so it took a large area, and I'm just wondering whether we could even facilitate that on the Beach Day.
If I can offer, I think bouncy castles, given all of the nasty experiences of recent years with bouncy castles floating off and children falling off, not a good match for the beach. So I would not be enthused about bouncy castles migrating over to Beach Day personally.
For floating over.
My line one, please.
With our Beach Day event, by 4 o'clock, the families and kids have had it and they're ready to go home. They're exhausted.
Well, Tom, not only that, but by 4 o'clock, the tide's coming in again. So a lot of our display areas disappearing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're done. And so it would be a real disconnect to, I don't know, have people hang around till sunset. That's a long time later. I don't know. The firework thing doesn't seem like a good fit for us.
But there's certainly some games and activities we'd be happy. We're always looking for new things to do at Beach Day that makes sense in a beach environment and along the waterfront. So within reason, Anne, I would think, of course, we'd be happy to work with any ideas, with the exception of things like the bouncy castles that wouldn't work well in a high wind environment.
Yeah. No, I entirely agree, David, but I would like to know from Family Day what sort of things they think would be easily transferable to the beach, what they'd like to bring to join us. And then if we can work something out, I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
But perhaps not have the Beach Day committee organize and run it.
Right. I'll take it back to Wesley and that committee and see. And as I say, it may be premature because, you know, maybe there is an appetite to do something in a scaled down version for Family Day, but it was just an idea that perhaps we could, kind of merge the two or add a bit more to Beach Day if we weren't to go through with Family Day.
Okay, so maybe we could leave that to you, Anne, to get back to us next meeting with maybe a few more details.
Yes.
Okay, event date. David has scoured the tide tables, and actually the most optimal is July 17. We've got a low tide, super low tide at 0.8 meters at about 2:30 in the afternoon, which is perfect for us.
Yeah.
Just wondering about conflict with any other events. Bernadette, would you know about that?
I I believe we're pretty light on for events for the year. So I would say that you would be the first one getting in. So you would have no competition at this point.
I guess the one that was clashed with us in the past has been the sand sculpting in Parksville, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But that's a month event, right?
Well, it's...
Right, Kim? Well,
It is a month-long event, but I'm actually just going to have a quick look, because they are resuming their activity this year. And it's a matter of when the actual carving takes place that could present a conflict. That's the weekend of their actual competition. They're starting their competition on July the 15th, and that'll be the pound up. And then Saturday and Sunday, the 16th and 17th, will be their carving days. I don't know if it creates a conflict or not. It's...
Well, there was a bit of a mixed feelings on that last time. I think some people thought they were complimentary and some people thought they were a conflict. But I don't see why it should be, really.
Yeah, it'll bring people to the area, which might be good for beach days.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It might be a good thing.
Yeah. I think it's also maybe a different viewing audience. Beach days is more kids and families.
Yeah. Different market. Yeah.
So. And there's limited capacity at the site in Parksville as well. So and they will be on display for weeks afterwards. So.
Yep.
I would think they can cohabitate. That would be my sense.
So should we have a vote to at least tentatively keep the date as is, unless perhaps at a future meeting something comes up?
For sure. Yeah.
Yay. Okay. Moving right along. Committee membership. What about Howie?
Howard.
Yeah, what about Howie? Is he going to keep going with us?
You mean Howard from FRA?
No, Howard Hamilton.
I'm right here.
What's Howie here?
Oh, you know what? We can't see you. You're under David James' name. I've been wondering.
He's right there.
Oh. It's not a bad thing.
it's a small head sitting up.
I'm so much shorter than David.
I just saw that small glow, yes, to your
right. You need a higher chair.
And I am standing up.
We need to get out of the phone book, Howie.
Okay. Sorry about the wheelchair. Hi, Howard. Okay, great. Sorry about that. So Howard Sheen, I had...
Hello.
I was trying to get a hold of Tina. She said Jane Allen was the contact. So Howard, you're the guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the executive director of the audio organization. We're calling ourselves Sources now. We're Sources Society.
Sources?
Sources, yes. excuse me. And, I will have staff involved in the planning of this and resourcing and that kind of thing and ideas. So I'm here to listen to what the ideas here are from the committee and take back some of the things that you all would find ideal for us to participate in and or I'm going to strike up a committee, within the organization of staff to generate ideas for things that we can do.
Okay. Because you guys have been really a key group for us, and we'll get to the events section, but you've been a big part of each day for sure.
Yeah, and I think I got as far as February 2020, and then we know the wheels fell off and why they fell off. So we barely got, that was my first introduction to this event, and I didn't get to make my first one yet. So I'm still waiting.
Well, hopefully you won't have to wait any longer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What's your email, Howard?
It's simply Howard.
Yeah.
At sourcesbc, spelled as it sounds, SOURCESBC.ca.
Okay, perfect. Okay, we gotcha. Now, Tony, I see Tony's on, but he's muted. Bernadette, is Tony going to be our town liaison person for stuff?
What do you think, Tony?
Here we go with the mute.
He's unmuted.
Hi, Tony.
In the past, do we had a town representative? Is that correct, or do we have?
Yes.
One member selected.
It's just the logistics around chairs and water and power and.
In the past, we've had one. In fact, Tony did it himself several years back. It's certainly helpful to have one, isn't it, David?
Hey.
Oh.
Can you hear us? But we can't hear you.
So, Tony. We know how to do this. We've done this before. Tony, so can you just go near your mute button? Just go near your microphone, your mute, and do the drop down. And then up the top, select a microphone. Just select something different to what you already have selected. It should come on. Now try. No? Okay. And we don't have any lip readers. Sorry. Okay.
Well, what we could do is a thumbs up from Tony if he thinks he's going to be the person. How about that? Tony, can you hear us? Are you going to be the town contact? Okay. We heard it here first. Oh, this is lots of fun. Okay.
Maybe we can meet in person next meeting.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. Okay, so it looks like the committee membership is pretty well established then. Okay. So moving along, sponsors. So I just photocopied a few things. Like, you guys have the sponsors list as part of your package. Different ones of us have in the past contacted those sponsors. And so I thought it might be worthwhile just to touch base on maybe which one of us maybe is going to look after contacting each one of these sponsors. Does that sound good?
Yep. I can contact the RDN. In the past, as you may recall, we've received a grant of between $1,000 and $2,000 from the RDN Recreation Grant Program. So I'd be willing to put in a proposal again this year.
Okay. And FRA, that's Howard.
Yeah, we'll have to send you an updated logo.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Island Timberlands, Tom. They have in the past donated $500.
They're no longer Island Timberlands. It's now Mosaic.
It's Mosaic. And this is pretty old, this thing here. But yeah, for sure, Mosaic. And they have been, quite enthusiastic about partaking in that kind of stuff. So probably good for the $500, but I can get a hold of those guys. Eyes on BC is defunct. Unfortunately, she's passed. The Beach and the Lounge, that's Tom. Radio. Now, PQB News. So Nancy, the other day I gave you a list of advertisers. I'll just kind of write that two-page insert that goes into the paper. And then it's, you know, it's a matter of selling these ads. Most of this is real estate. Are you willing to sell those ads? Okay, you're muted.
Yeah, I can look at trying to get people to fill those.
Okay, because like, you know, the Remax, the two offices, this is a three slot, you know.
Yeah, and one of those was me, so I'm willing to do that again.
Yeah. Tom's retired.
We'll find someone else.
Yeah. So, okay, so you can look after selling those ads then?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And I can stick handle with Peter as far as there's quite a bit of lazing back and forth as far as events and, you know, who, what music is playing and all that kind of stuff. And I can look after that. Okay. Jim Lynch has been our sound man. Now Matt has agreed to look after the music for us again. So, and Matt was really the guy who was touching base with Jim. So we could probably assume that Matt will do that again. Right?
Yeah, I can buttonhole Matt to do all that.
Okay, sorry, who was that?
That was me, Kim.
That's Kim? Okay. Okay. Windsor Plywood, that was a generator in the past. I don't know who was contacting them. It might have been Peter, actually.
It was, but I think that they basically lent us the generator, but I don't think we need it anymore now that the town has installed new power outlets down the beach. Tony, I think we're well set up now with the outlets down by the washrooms.
Yeah, we didn't use it last time, David.
Well,
sure, Highway Rentals would give us a generator if you need one.
Who would that be?
Highway Rentals. They rent all sorts of heavy equipment. They've got lots of generators. I've got a good contact there. I can get a generator if you need one.
For free?
Yeah.
Okay. Of
course, I represent the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. Because, yeah, Windsor has been really good about, you know, doing that for free.
Of course, the advantage is we don't really want the generator. It's noisy. It's a problem. It's hot. So if we can get by without one, I think we probably should.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's acoustic music, really, and we had that kind of that megaphone that Matt was using, but didn't we need some power down at the stage? David, Tom, weren't we?
Tom, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I've played with some settings here. Sorry for being late. First of all, I had monitor problems to begin with. I have multiple monitors and my mouse would not let me access the page I needed to. So apologize. Yeah, so we do have power built in now on the west of the old boat ramp. So between the Shore Cafe and that little park where the Eagle Tree used to be. So we have power there. And David, that's what you were speaking of that we have used. And that's where the band shelter would go, right? Where the music venue is. Yeah, so it's perfect. I think we also use power out of the beach washrooms because there was, didn't we have to recirculate some seawater or something? I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, there were tanks there. We had a couple of tanks. We had
for the aquarium
up at Deep Bay. Yeah, critical to keep that running. So that's the number one you need. Yeah.
Yeah. I think those were the only two spots that we needed power from.
Except we'd move the stage down to the east end.
Oh, okay.
The far east, like we started out on the west end.
Right.
And then there was kind of, you know, the food in the middle, and it seemed like it divorced the two sides. And so last 2 years, I think, right, David, we went way down.
Yeah,
on that.
We ran a line across from the little hotel there, the okay. one that's been renovated. Yep. So we just ran it. It's not ideal, but it worked. I think we can probably do that again if we need to.
Okay.
I agree with avoiding using a generator if possible. Not only do you have the exhaust and the noise, but you also have the fuel issue as well. So right.
When you say the east end, is that next to the visitor center there?
Well, no, but down to the QB motel.
The suites there. We carried carried a cable across from the suites, I seem to remember, David, and we were a bit concerned about that, but it worked. It generally worked pretty well.
Yeah, Kim, that used to be called the Captain's Inn, that motel.
Yep, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
We found that was the best spot for the music. It was kind of out of the way, kind of down at the one end, mm-hmm. and people really seemed to kind of like it down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then we've got the Shady Rest. Now, somebody approached the Shady as far as it was gift certificates, I think, wasn't it?
It was me. Yeah, I did. Yeah, Tom usually gives us a gift certificate, and then we've used that in the past to give to one of the display, people with the boat model loots out of Nanaimo. We kind of defrayed their cost by giving them the Shady Rest. So I can do that as a game.
Okay. And then, Nancy, you've got Remax Anchor and Remax First covered off.
Yeah, they said that they will do, you know, sponsor the kites again, and we've got all the tents tentatively booked for the date of the 17th.
Okay.
There's 10 by 10 tents that are available now. Some of the old ones got taken out of commission, so that's what we've got available, but they're all new tents.
Okay. Okay, that's kind of, that's the list anyway on this sponsorship page. Okay, next up, displays and vendors. So I just copied again off that two-page insert. There's our handy dandy list that we had from the last time, rather than type it all out. Displays.
So I can start off. I've already talked to Dave Clough, the beach seining expert, and he's willing to come. And I also will get hold of the Regional District of Nanaimo, the Water Smart people, and the latest in training. I'll contact Skydive. I think they're still in operation, although they're dropping now out in down south of us, but I think they're still operating out of the airport, and you may know that, Tony, but I think they're still operating out of the airport, so I'll contact them. The modeling boats out in the Nanaimo, I'll send them an email, and I think CrossFit, I might ask them if they want to come and do a little display, so I can do some of that. I had an idea, wondering if it might want to think about something like radio-controlled planes to fly along the beach. Nice area for flying aircraft. I have been at events where they fly a plane around in a defined area, so I just throw that out because anyone knows anything
Kathy,
about.
Okay. That might be an issue with the skydiving, but...
Well, we wouldn't have them in the same spot.
No.
We'd have a big beach, right? But I'm just throwing out ideas at that point. But certainly those, the ones I've always done, I'll contact them all and report back to the next meeting.
Okay. Okay, so going back to our list, just to kind of go through it, the first one there is the VIU Shellfish Research Center. David, were you contacting them?
That was Peter in the past.
Okay, well, let's do that if you want. Tom,
yeah.
I'll do that and your Fluid Aquarium because they sort of work hand in glove.
Okay, that's Howard down in the corner over there. My God.
No, it's Howie.
Okay.
Howie. Howie. I'll just throw in Tom as well. As the newbie on the committee, and my last family days was around 1968. If you guys just want to, if there are some openings that you want someone to approach, I'll put up my hand to approach whoever if you don't have anyone. So just assign my name wherever you see fit.
Well, one of the things I was hoping to get you into, Ross, and I'm prepared to help out, but I was the volunteers.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I've still got a list of volunteers from 2 years ago, but heaven knows how many of them are still in the area. So.
Happy to do so. Yeah.
Okay.
Quite a few of them from the golf course, Ross.
Okay. Okay. What about the Porto Berni Aquarium? Did anybody just mention that? I'm just trying to go systematically through here.
I can do that as well if you want, but I think they were almost out of business.
I think they're closed down.
So I think maybe we just concentrate on Euclid and Deep Bay. I think that'll probably fill the bill.
Okay. Okay. So Euclid, and Howie, you would do that?
Yep.
Okay. Stream keepers, seaweed.
Well, they're a tough bunch. I don't know if you can get them involved. They're, unreliable bunch of wildlife.
How about a new project, Streamkeepers Grandin Creek Restoration?
Yeah. We'll be there with something, I'm sure, Tom. And since Tom's now joined the board, so he's part of the process, we'll figure something out, whether it's a display tank with baby, crabs in or something else. We'll have a chat about it, and we'll be there.
Shark dissection. Who was looking after the shark dissection?
He's moved on. But Peter was somewhat involved in it.
Who supplies the shark?
It was a lady that was on the committee whose name escapes me, and her husband provided the sharks. But Peter also was going to different venues and trying to get them in the past. So
we'll put Peter's name next to that one.
Yeah, he's not here, so put him down.
Yeah, let's put him down for lots of stuff.
Yeah.
RDN Water Smart. David?
Yep.
Aerosmith Naturalists.
Peter.
Peter. Way to go, Peter. Busy guy. Parksville Rock and Gem. David. Okay. Nancy Remax Kites. PharmaSave.
I think last time they did they come, I think they were kind of overwhelmed, but they couldn't get enough people. So.
But I think FRA sort of took the lead with them. They worked jointly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's FRA face painting. Oh, that was, fish coloring. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can't obviously speak to what we've done in the past, except I know that we did do face painting. Like I said, I will engage our team, and it could be face painting, but we'll come up with something for sure.
Okay. Okay, and David's got the Nanaimo model boats, CrossFit. Dump tank. Who did that one?
I think that the appointed counselor takes the lead on that and is the first volunteer to demonstrate his application. Yeah.
Now we're talking.
It's pre-warmed, and you needn't worry. You look after it, so it's not that's such a lie. We don't pre-warm it.
It is recycled water, so it's okay.
Okay, and Skipsy, dump tank.
I'll look into it.
I think that's the case, Amp. I think that the town actually booked that and paid for it. And so it seemed popular. And the leaders in training from the RDN ran it last time. And they were really good at that with an adult kind of support. But they did a really good job of being good sports and being the first to volunteer. So that's a nice combination for them.
Yep. And it was popular. Little kids love that thing. Okay, so let's just see, displays, vendors. So maybe that other page, there's our vendors. Well, we had Dude's Dogs. I think Matt got those guys. But I think they were moving to Thailand or something.
Yeah, they're no longer around, but I can get you. You tell me what. I've got lots of good contacts in the food truck world. If you let me know how many you want, I'll get it out there.
Okay.
That's something we'll have to coordinate with the Shore. There's always sensitivity with the, you know, on-site food vendor to make sure we're not in competition, we're complementing. So someone should go down and talk to them pretty soon and just, you know, give them a sense of what's happening, the date, and begin that communications process. John, you've always been very good at that.
You're muted, John. Muted.
That's it.
There you go.
Okay. No, I've done that in the past. I'll gladly go and see them when they open. Well, I can get hold of them anyway.
Okay. Just as I recall, they didn't find a big jump in terms of revenue on that day. They kind of found it like it was just sort of a regular old beach day kind of a thing.
They did, but then they put something on. Was it a hot dog stand or something they put on, David? Because, you know, their food is not fast food. And the first time they were there, there was a lineup almost along the whole front. They just didn't get the turnover. So I think, first of all, they got some volunteers to run a hot dog stand, but also they were quite glad when we found other food vendors to join in. I'll have a word with them.
Okay. The other one was the Nakarama Grill. So that's maybe back to you, Kim. That was somebody that did come out last time.
Yep. They usually work the waterfront there, in that little spot between us and the sand pebbles. And I'm happy to talk to them.
Okay.
And John, if you want to just let me know what your conversation with the Shore is like. And, you know, I have a couple of guys that have hot dog stands. I got a couple of full-blown food trucks that we work with. So
I'll do that, Kim. Yeah.
Okay. That's it for displays and vendors.
Tom, just what about breakfast with Shriners?
Yeah.
Is that, are we looking at that again or not? Or
didn't they back out? Didn't they say they didn't want to do it?
They did at the time. I don't know whether that's changed or not in the last 2 years.
Maybe.
I'll check into that.
Okay. But the other point there was if they came in to do the pancake breakfast and it was a long time before the tide went out, there was people didn't seem to come. That was the complaint the last time they were there, I think, David.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, originally they were down by the tourist info and felt they were too far away, so we moved them down to where the Shore is, and they got a big jump, but it was a little bit complicated with location and stuff.
Yeah.
And for us, an 11 o'clock start.
So should we just forget about them then?
I personally think we can because of the 11 o'clock start that they like.
That's fine. Happy. Sure. Yep.
Okay, what about the Rainbow Stew Cloggers then? Because they were kind of joined at the hip, those two groups.
Well, yes, but they don't need to be. And if they wanted to come and join us, we could fit them in at any time.
Okay.
I'm just going to ask Tony. Is there anything, Tony, that you know about from the town, your point of view that we should be aware of or a problem or an issue or an approach we should take into account?
As far as food vendors go?
No, in terms of just the whole event. Is there something that pops up that you'd like to put on the table at the early planning stages that we should think about doing or not doing?
No, I think, as you know, we've sort of been together since we rebooted this beach day thing, and I think it's run remarkably well. And I think the fact that you guys have so many volunteers, that's been a huge part of it. We had so many people like doing the setups and teardowns. It was just really impressive. It was just it's just been a smooth operation, I think. One thing I did really appreciate, I don't know if that's possible anymore, was the salmon barbecue we had for a couple of years there. I can't remember who was doing it, if it was the Was it the Rotary? I can't remember.
It was Rotary, yes.
Yeah, I know that's a big, it's a big deal, and it's probably pretty costly to do, and they probably don't make much money, but man, that sure, I mean, that's real old school for Qualicum Beach and Parkswell. I mean, ever since I grew up, having a salmon barbecue down at the beach, that was just like, I don't know, it was just part of the feel that, I don't know, I loved it. I don't know if it's possible to do that anymore, but.
They got it up to $12, which was a stretch for like mom, dad, and a couple of kids.
Yeah.
That was kind of the issue. Like they didn't get a lot of sales.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had that one year when all the salmon went off, which was a.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't there that year. Sorry. I wasn't aware of that.
Panic.
But no, but that the beach days, it's just been a great success, I think, and run remarkably well. And I don't know. We've done little tweaks here and there as far as, you know, power and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah. When does the work start on the waterfront? Is a lot of work going on, but on to fill in, you know, on the inner side there? Is that going to be at the same time, do you know, as beach day?
I do not know. That would not be a good idea to have it run at the same time, but I will look into that for you for sure.
Yeah, because that's the waterfront revitalization. It includes, you know, filling in that big ditch along the side and, yeah, and paving it, which is great.
Yeah.
But my only question was timing, whether, yeah, and probably you're going through the contract award now. So something we should be aware of.
Totally. I will check into that.
Okay.
Excuse me, Tom, excuse me.
Yes.
Before you go on from food vendors, the feedback I got from people within our organization was that there were some issues with us doing a lemonade stand. We're not really a food serving organization, don't really have the capacity. Now, if you feel like you need something, you know, some sort of beverage, I'd prefer to bring something like bottled water or something like that and just hand it out rather than, you know, I think maybe we charge for lemonade, but we don't even have the capacity to sort of take money. So if people feel like we need some sort of a beverage stand, we can look at some sort of an option that is a little easier for us. But the feedback I got from people is that the lemonade was really a challenge for our team.
Food has always been a challenge for FRA, like with food safe.
It's not how we're set up. Yeah.
Yeah, so, like Deborah knocked herself out on that year after year. And maybe we're better just to kind of rely on people like Kim to get some key vendors down there and just keep you guys out of the food thing.
Yeah, we're all good at certain things, and food increasingly requires so many, you know, regulations. It's better to leave it in the hands of the professionals and link them in. Yeah, and hit focus. We do the good stuff like having fun on the beach and looking after the families.
Yeah. That'd be our preference. But like I said, if we need some sort of beverage, we can pick up some, you know, bottled water or something like that. You know,
but even there, then it's a waste thing. And I think we talked about that, I don't know, one of our years. And then it was a case of, well, now we've got plastic bottles and
or cups with lemonade, plastic cups. Yeah. Yeah.
It gets complicated.
Well, one of the things that maybe, Anne, you're going to say that the town has a little tap to get town water, and it's great quality water.
Yeah, I wondered if Bob would be willing. He had that for the Youth Appreciation Day one year, and people had that brought their own water bottle. Oh, wait, we gave out water bottles. That was at the beginning of the, you know, thinking about bottled water and whatnot. But if people brought their own water bottles, they could refill it, certainly. Mm-hmm. Maybe that would be something we could do. I don't know if Bob still has that going or not. I can ask him if he does.
And I was sort of thinking of you just handing out cups of water from your dunk tank.
Yeah.
we will need the fire and rescue guys to come down to tap in. But you know about that, Tony.
Yeah, and I was just about to ask, I know I came in late, but have you discussed a first aid station and first aid attendance?
Not yet.
Okay.
Before we go on to that, Tom, just going back to food, there will be a bit of a conflict with Beach Fest. They're going to have a fairly significant setup of food and that sort of thing. So maybe it'd be a good idea to reach out to Rotary or the Lions, or I know Rotary's got an off, they've got a barbecue and a flat top. They've got all kinds of equipment that they would be able to maybe do burgers and dogs. I don't know about beverages, but they might welcome the opportunity to participate. And like I say, with the Beach Fest having their big opening on the same weekend, that could become problematic in terms of spreading resources out.
Mm. Dude's Dogs did really well.
Yeah.
You know, that was a good product, basically, like a hot dog and a pop.
I've got a hot dog guy that's probably willing to we had him at Fall Fest last year up at Big Grin Bikes. He did a good job. He was good to work with. I can talk to him. But if we want, and Knock and Anna like to stay away from the big crowds. They prefer a more mellow pace, I guess. So it may be okay, but we just need to maybe check with Shore, find out how much we're going to need based on what they're going to be able to provide, and then act early instead of waiting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good plan. What about the fire department, the business about bringing the truck down and that kind of stuff? It's a huge hit. Kids love it. Great way to fill up the model boat tank.
We've had 1 year, Tony, when they actually put their big lift ladder up, remember? And they had one of the brave volunteers going up and down. That was great, but they haven't been the last couple of years because I think they've got too much on their plate, too much for demand on their time.
I can ask the chief if they're willing to participate again this year. That was the last year I was involved. Yeah, that was a big hit for sure. It was good to see them down there.
That was fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay, Tony. Okay, tents, tables, chairs. We're kind of a long ways away from, you know, kind of discussions on that. But the town, well, actually RE/MAX provided, you know, 10 tents, 12 tents, something like that. Pretty self-sufficient, but we use a lot of chairs and a lot of other tables. That'd be Tony. That'd be your deal, right?
Yeah. So how many chairs would you need? I know that I believe we have 50 chairs that were bought to be used for town events, and they're stored at the train station. Is that correct? Yeah.
They were. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have 50 plastic chairs.
Okay. And we also got some tents from the museum.
I think the town bought a few tents too, did it not? Mm-hmm.
They did, yeah.
I think so.
And we got the tables in the church, I believe, didn't we?
Yes, yeah. We did. We did get, yeah.
Rotary Club's got a whole bunch of tables and chairs at the Rotary Park down on the waterfront there, but I don't know if that's going to be booked for the weekend or not, so. But it might be worth talking to them.
We also got some from the for Rotary on Fern. We have a table, some chairs from them as well. So I guess we should be securing those at the same time.
So who's going to look after, who's going to kind of spearhead the charge on tables and chairs and kind of coordinate it and make it happen? Anybody? Ross?
Ross, you were looking for something to do.
Happy to do that. I didn't know it sounded ominous, the volunteer side, John, but I'm happy to take on tables and chairs as well. No problem.
Yeah. Well, we'll do the volunteers together.
You bet.
Not bad until about a week before.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've got
Ross, we have 50, the town has 50 chairs if you have a problem getting chairs for sure.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
Yeah, they're easy to get.
And we've got
Ross,
oh, sorry.
We normally hire a truck too from budget to move the stuff around.
No.
Don't we?
Town.
Don't we provide you? No? Oh, good. Okay, good.
That's right. The town, bless them, has taken the load with these big guys like Brian who can help with, get it done. So is that going to be on the game this year, Tony? I assume so.
I will ask. I've been out of the loop for a couple of years, so I'm not really sure what direction.
Because that changed a few years ago about said we were renting, and then your successor said, well, why are you doing that? We provide that for Family Day. And we said, oh, good question.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Great. So that can be continued. That it does help because it is hard loading. It's just, you know, a lot of, we can do the packing up and moving, but actually getting it loaded in, stacked, and then dropped off. That was a lot of work.
But we're all two years older than we were last time as well, so it's...
just as if we recall, when we started out with the stage down by the Eagle Tree, remember it was hotter than a firecracker on that blacktop, and so people could not sit outside. Mm-hmm. Now we're into an era of heat dome, and it's probably even more critical that we be down on the grass, like down by where the Captain's Inn used to be. But we need to be under the top of a roof, like of a tent. Otherwise, if we ever get into one of those heat dome situations again, it'd just be unbearable to sit outside, mm-hmm. unless you were underneath one of those tents, right?
Yep.
Food for thought. Access to water and power. That'd be Tony.
Oh, good.
Right? You're muted, but there you go.
Whatever you need, whatever we can provide, yeah, we will do. You just need to let me know where the access points are, where you need water to. We have certain access points, as you know, taps along the waterfront, water from the beach washroom. I believe we could get water from under the shore. I'm not sure, like different owners there now, so I'm not sure if how they feel about us accessing water from there. Restaurant, but we do have that access point built into the seawall as well, right where the electrical is. So we have water there. So there are a few spots. Do you have a layout yet where everything's going? It'll pretty much be the same though as it was a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Things have improved a lot in the last few years as the town's made additions, you know, the extra water outlets, the power. It used to be quite a challenge, and that was one of our requests, and the town has gradually added them in, so it's a lot more usable now than it was originally.
Okay, social media and advertising. So social media, Wesley was looking after the Facebook site, so we could assume that she would continue with that. There is a Facebook site there. I'm happy to continue with the advertising, the marketing and the advertising. I'm okay on that. Any other ideas on social media advertising? Ross, have you got a question there? No? Okay. Okay, we're probably good there for now. And then finally, town staff and involvement. Well, I think we've got it established that it's Wesley or her counterpart Bernadette to step in, and Tony. So we've kind of established that.
One thing is shuttle vans on the agenda, Tom?
No.
Because that's the question we've always debated. We've had shuttle vans with mixed success. And, I guess the question is, do we need that? We don't need to make a decision on everything today, but it's something to think about as we get closer in.
Well,
do we want or need shuttle vans to move around? It's pretty complicated and,
I think, David, we discussed this at the end of the last time, but I think we decided that having provided them for 5 years, there might be, people who've got mobility problems who'd really miss them. And I think we felt then that we probably should carry on with them. I can certainly get the volunteers to drive them, and we can rent them as we did in the past. I personally think we should keep them up. Anyone in disagreement?
Well, we seem to discuss this year after year, and the question is, it is a lot of work. They're not heavily used, but because Qualicum Beach is kind of a seniors population, would we be remiss or maybe not living up to our civic responsibilities or something by not providing that? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, not something we have to do immediately. It'd be nice to have some green alternatives, you know, something that wasn't running on diesel or gasoline doing it, like with the generator, but that may be maybe it's getting closer
now.
Well,
again, David, remember when we did that last time and they all came down for about 3 hours and then all the batteries went flat? We didn't have them for the...
Those are golf carts.
Well...
We're not talking golf carts, John. We're talking real cars, and there are a few of them.
How do you use, you know, for people who've got mobility problems, how... Used cars are hard to get in and out of.
Well, the vans are too.
Mm-hmm.
The vans are really quite, you've got to have, you know, steps to get up. Anyway, not to be just a death, just it's always a kind of a question we have, because it's quite an exercise to run them around, what route they take, the drop-off points, pulling back into traffic. I'm always worried about safety, you know, because it's such a busy road. People generally slow down, but it's always safety. You know, we always worry about that, and shuttles just add to the complexity, that's all. So we'll see.
I wonder if either of the care facilities might be get involved, sponsor somehow. You know, both Berwick and the Gardens, I believe, have shuttle buses, so maybe they could take a role.
That is an interesting idea. Yeah,
great idea.
And it might encourage more of the residents to take part, because they would advertise it in-house.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, come on down, check it out.
Yeah.
That's actually a great idea.
And there's actually quite a lot of parking up by the, by the seniors home there, right? By the Legion. So it's a good drop off point for people who want to park and just get a ride down. Yeah.
Same with Berwick.
Yeah. Yeah. Good thinking.
Yeah. And Berwick's, this is their first kick at the can. I don't think they were active last time Beach Day was held. Right. So. These guys are always marketing, right? There's always a sales department there.
Yeah.
That could be a real win. Anne, are you volunteering to kind of spearhead that initiative?
I can talk to them. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
We kind of have a rule here. You know, if you come up with a brilliant idea, you kind of own it. Right?
And if you say something, you get a signed job. So it's kind of you win both ways, you know?
Silence. I hear crickets. Is there anything else?
The only thing you've not mentioned, Tom, so far, do you want me to try and get the clowns round
up again? Oh, yeah, the clowns. Kids love those clowns.
Mm-hmm.
The conflict, there will be Parksville Beach Fest. Maybe.
Well, I can ask them. No? There are a number of them, and if we can get a couple here, well and good.
Can they get involved with that?
I'm sorry?
Parksville Beach Fest have their own clowns.
Okay. Ah. Okay.
I think it's fair to say, too, that we always look for new and interesting displays and activities that we can bring that have some kind of link to, you know, activity on the beach, the environment, you know, the seaside. So, and we've been successful in tripping over people. So all of us as members of the committee might want to keep in mind, if we think of something that's out of the ordinary, that's new, let's ask them if they'd like to come and be part of the day.
David,
what about the Qualicum First Nations? Do we ever invite them to participate?
Well, Michael opens, like he always does the opening. But nothing other than that.
They have had a booth at Family Day because they have the childcare facility there now. So I don't know if they might. They have culture kits that they lend out to schools. Maybe they could come and tell people more about those or whatever it is that they would be interested in. It would be nice to extend the invitation, I think.
Okay, Anne. And yeah. Once again, I think, are you volunteering there? Another brilliant idea. Was that a yes?
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
Another point Tony brought up, first aid.
Yeah, we had one last time. We didn't have a first aid tent the last time we did this, Tony. It's a good question. And someone, little girl, cut her foot. And luckily, I had in the car a little first aid kit that I pulled out, and the mother was able to repair it. It's the only thing we had last time, but we still needed a first aid kit and a contact point. So the minimum, we should have a dedicated first aid kit. Whether we need a full-time dedicated person, I don't know.
We could ask the fire department, too, if they'd be interested, because we did have them 1 year act as first aid attendants down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and what if we had another heat dome? You know, hotter than a firecracker, probably not a bad idea to have somebody down there.
Yeah, we, as you know, David, we've had them at Fire and Ice and Family Days and stuff. We always have first aid show and shine. So when we have large gatherings, it's probably a good idea, especially, you know, in the heat of the summer, as Tom mentions. Sure.
Yeah, we can offer it, I guess, to the fire department, see if they are interested. And if not, then we can go to St. John's or something like that.
Yeah.
I think we used them once, 1 year. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you discussed skimboarding at all? I know a few years ago we had a group of kids down there teaching skimboarding or putting on displays. Have you discussed that today?
No, that was John Mountain's.
Okay.
Spearheading that one.
And his kids kind of grew up and moved on, and so that particular link vanished. So, but yeah, okay. I mean, frankly, any group like that that's willing to come down and join us on the beach and demonstrate something, the answer is sure. Come on down. There's lots of space.
What about the paddle boarders?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be there with his trailer and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He'll probably have a really good day with this event. Well, hey, anything else?
I volunteer to talk to the paddleboard guy if you want.
Okay.
He should at least know what's going on. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Anything else?
I'm not sure whether you covered entertainment fully. I know that, we had offered in the past to bring a marimba band. Mm-hmm. And I've just searched through my 2020 emails there and found, the contact for that band. Again, I could always try them. Sounds like from what I'm reading here that they were only out for about half an hour in 2019. So, Is that something that people feel would be a nice to have?
I always thought it was very well received, Tom. It was light, and we couldn't get it. If my memory serves me correct, we couldn't get the senior ones the last time, and the junior ones said they could come along, and they could only do half an hour, but they're very well received.
The senior ones wanted to get paid too much money.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The senior ones were awesome, but I forget what they wanted, but they weren't all
that. I can tell you what they were asking in 2019. They said that they played for half an hour for $400, and they said they'd be happy to play for a full hour for $500. That's the string of conversations I had just before it canceled. That was early March 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'd be willing to do that if I at least I could reach out and see if they're still, you know, a band and are available.
Yeah.
It's always popular.
One thing we've done with the music is we've been really careful about not spending a lot of money, at least not from this committee anyway, unless a group like The Source, you know, wanted to spring for it, but
I think that's what the arrangement was going to be. So I'm offering, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be great. See, yeah, like there was a few, just looking at the list there, kind of Matt's deal, but it was the Qualicum Beach Pipe Band, the Janango Marimba Band.
I think that must be this one that I'm referring to. Okay.
And then the Belly Dancer. She was fun and I think free. And then Matt got the Black Moon Valley Band. Not sure if we paid them anything, those guys, or if they just came free, but that would be a Matt conversation next time. But that marimba band was a hoot. People loved it.
Okay.
There was a guy that wanted to come down and panhandle, and we said no. It was too bad because he was excellent. But he wanted an open guitar case, and we just kind of were thinking that maybe that's not appropriate to raise money off the Beach Day event. Bit of history there. Anything else?
No, I guess we'll see how many groups and organizations we can actually line up. Be interesting to see the reaction, you know, whether they're still around, whether they're available, whether they're, you know, willing to come and work in a public setting. It'll be interesting to just do that scoping and then report back on what we've got.
Well, barring another sort of disaster on the pandemic front, you would think by July things would be okay. And also, you would think it would be a rip-roaring success because people have been at home for so darn long and really wanting to get out and take part in stuff, especially the kids. Well, shall we make a motion to adjourn if we're done?
Yep. I'll make that motion.
Okay. Seconder? Yay. So, okay. So we've agreed on let's see, I've been scribbling notes here. And we agreed to what day was that again?
Third Tuesday. Yeah.
Third Tuesday.
So what would that be? February the something?
Does anybody have a calendar handy?
Yeah, that would be February 15th.
Okay. So February 15th. And it should be nice to meet in person. I guess that remains to be seen.
I think that'd be great. What is happening in the town now? Are meetings back on in there, or are we still meant to be doing, we're still Zooming, are we?
Fans muted.
No, we're still Zooming for the most part. But we do, like, our council meetings have access that the public can come. But until we're through this wave, I guess we'll be carrying on with Zoom.
Mm-hmm. No, we can always meet at the golf course.
We could do that. Yeah.
It shouldn't be a problem. Even up in the restaurant area, or we're downstairs in the boardroom. It's, as long as we're masked, it shouldn't be an issue.
I think that's it. I think would that suit everybody? I think that's a great idea.
Howie, can you ask about that?
Sure.
Okay. And just maybe shoot us an email if that's a yes.
I will do. I do. Done. Yep.
Okay. Golf course. That'd be great. Okay, well, thanks for our first meeting.